tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Thank you. Ooh.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are listening to The Wizard of Oz's Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead, because the witch is dead. Or so we think.
Yes.
On revenge.
Yeah, you gotta clarify that, Phil. It's not, it has not been confirmed yet.
Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Revenge After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm hosting from the booth because they've asked me to so graciously. We're doing episode 21 called Aftermath. If you haven't already subscribed, go over to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Subscribe there, or go to iTunes or SoundCloud or however you want to listen to us. It's all there. It's all free. However, you know, before we
however,
that still doesn't make Victoria dead. I do have the lovely ladies here on the panel with me today. I have Tina Kapp and Roxy Stryer.
Hey guys, what's up?
hi.
All right. Okay, so they've asked me to do a lot of the talking tonight.
Well, because you didn't talk last week, so we want you to do most of the talking tonight.
Fair enough. I can accept that. I really enjoyed this episode. Obviously, I really wish I could have talked more last time, but unfortunately I couldn't. However, so much to discuss, but let's start with your overall impressions of tonight's episode, and then we'll get into we'll start with the big thing. Obviously, the Victoria death, or not.
All right. That's you, Tina Kapp.
By
the way, she told me her BFFs call her Tina, so now I'm calling her Tina.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you could call me anything. I just hate when people call me Chris. Oh. It's, like, kind of weird. I'm like, okay, that's a guy's name. I get it.
Bitch,
it's the first
the part.
Point. It's the first part of my name. I get that, but just, yeah, anyways.
He's calling you bitch because they called everybody bitch in this
episode. I don't appreciate it.
Bitch, get to the point.
Philip. Anyways, I was, like, dead set believed that she was dead in the beginning of this episode, and now mm-hmm. I'm like, wait, okay, she's not dead? What, did she pull all her teeth out? And whose body is it? You know, like, I'm just, I don't know. I'm not really into how they did this.
I get what you're saying, totally, and I don't know, because it still hasn't been confirmed whether this is the last season, but I will give them credit that it's kind of genius that they pulled Mason back to be Victoria's ally. The fact that, you know, I didn't know whether we were ever going to see him again. You had to assume that we would at some point, but that he is the reason that Victoria was able to pull this off, I did not see that coming.
No, me either.
So that, at least it's still surprising me, this show. For better or worse, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And then, you know, I'm trying to stay positive about it, but some of the choices that they're making make me really sad. And if this is the final season, I want to be loving this show right now and remembering all of the good parts. And it's like, oh, I'm worried. I'm worried that I'm not going to get that satisfied feeling, because revenge is not a happy title and this could go really bad.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to mention the previews, obviously, yet. We'll talk about it in predictions. But, I mean, just from what we saw tonight, it's like, I don't know. This episode was good because I thought, I liked it, I should say. But like I said before, I'm not really into how this whole explosion and the death or fake death, or we're not sure yet. Like, I don't know.
I feel like we all knew that Mason Treadwell coming in at the time that he did was very...
suspect.
Yeah, it was very... And that was the word that they kept using tonight. And so I'm really surprised at Emily for not putting more more importance on that. And obviously, you know, she said, I'll handle kind of Mason Treadwell. And she very much so overlooked it when she shouldn't have. I feel like she's more on her game. As we were watching, I don't know if you guys remembered, but I think Tina, you did. I don't know if you, Roxy, did, but picked up on him opening the door without his handkerchief, and obviously he was blowing his nose and things like that. But it did look suspicious to me right off the bat in terms of how he opened the door. And obviously it kind of played into the story of hiding and whatever else. But she just gave him too much leeway when she shouldn't have.
Yeah, I noticed, and I'm usually the worst person on noticing details. Like, for example, I also do the Royals after show. You guys should check it out. It's great. The last episode, I didn't notice this guy that was involved with one of our characters had a wedding ring on the entire episode, and I didn't notice it until the very end. And then I was like, wait, I watched the episode again, and then I'm like, okay, I see it. So it's very unlike me to notice those things, but I noticed Mason grab the handle with a handkerchief, and I thought immediately, I was like, that's weird.
Well, yeah, and you couldn't not notice how sick he was and why they were doing that. It just seemed like a weird play that every 2 seconds he was using that nasal spray, yes, putting it down, using it, wipe, had the hat on, blocking his own hair. And yes, he was trying to be inconspicuous, but with all the wipes and stuff, the Revenge is very particular, and they are not going to throw something in there and use that much time on something that isn't relevant.
Yeah.
So I knew something was up. I just didn't know this is what was up.
Yeah.
He really, really screwed her. And Emily usually sees this coming, but she let her guard down. She hasn't done that in 4 years, 4 seasons. And now
she did. Is it Jack's fault, though? Because, I mean, part of it was, you know, the last piece of the puzzle was obviously Mason. We had to take care of him. But her mind was also on Jack.
I don't think that's Jack's fault.
No, because, you know, she chose to come out as Amanda, and that's the reason why Mason came back. Remember, because he was promised to do her tell-all story or whatever.
Right.
So that's what she said was the reason why he came back. So I don't blame it on Jack at all. Are you saying, Phil, that her guard's been down for a while because of the situation with Jack?
No, I'm just saying certainly for the events of, you know, we'll say last night, meaning in the timeline of the story, her guard went down because she was totally focused on just getting to Jack. Then she didn't make the plan and everything like that. And now she kind of in the morning, she has to deal with Ben, you know, who's upset with her, and she's still thinking about Jack. She's figuring out how to get to him.
Yeah, but why would that be Jack's fault that she's
thinking about
him? I'm
not saying it's Jack's fault, but I'm just saying, like, is it, I said, maybe I worded it wrong, but it's because of Jack. And I'm not saying literally him, but in her mind, she's thinking about Jack, and her focus is on that.
Definitely.
Not on revenge.
You know when all your friends start getting married or get pregnant or whatever? Like, she sees Nolan, and he has a guy now, and she's like...
Did have a guy.
Yeah, well, at this point, had a guy, and, you know, she's thinking about what she's going to do, and she's growing up, and she's thinking, oh, wow... maybe this is time, and she's distracted by that. Her revenge is behind her, and she's thinking about her future, and her future, she hopes, is with Jack. So I do think her mind is preoccupied with thoughts of him.
But she also thought that all the revenge was over.
Right.
You know what I mean? So she...
So her guard was
there's
down.
No way she could have... I mean, I don't think anyone could have seen this coming with Victoria.
No.
You know what I mean? But the question that I have, I don't know if you guys... felt the same way or not, but how could they say this was a murder when she left that suicide note? Like, are they going to say that they forced her to write the note or something?
Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to say. That kind of thing actually happens where, you know, when somebody's kidnapped and they force it like a POW or something, and they force them to say something to the camera that they really don't want to say. It does happen. So I'm sure that's what she was going for. But why write the suicide note then? Because she thought it would help corroborate the story that Emily killed her?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's all part of that. I mean, just even from a... Part of it was they did it from a story perspective first and foremost. It got us... It disarmed us as an audience, right?
Right.
Certainly disarmed Emily, I feel like. And that's part of what... You know, she let her guard down there as well. And, you know, they're leading. As soon as we found the blood, I felt like Victoria just left this, Easter egg hunt type of mission for her. And don't worry, your hair looks great in a cap. I'm going to cut to you right now.
Oh, that's so nice of you, Phil. While she's... Yeah, there we go.
A little better.
A little poofy, but yeah.
Here's okay. You know, to tie it back to the show, we did think that Emily's hair was not up to par, and so I guess that's why Tina Kapp
is... Well, I just realized I usually check my hair in the headphones like before we go on, and then I realized I didn't do it, and I remembered whatever. It doesn't matter. Let's get back to the show.
Well, he was talking about Emily's hair now.
Yes, though. I thought her hair, and I also thought Louise's hair looked kind of funky. This whole, like, she definitely had some long extensions in.
And she got the bangs thing going.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah, we talked about that a little bit last week. This has just been the revenge season of hair changes.
Yeah.
Everybody switching it up. And Emily's locks are usually looking beachy and fresh, but tonight they were looking a little...
Yeah, it was like a little matted and like messy, but not in like a cute messy. I don't know, it was weird.
Maybe since she's gotten her revenge, she's letting herself go.
She hasn't been wearing the cutest of outfits lately either. Like the... I'm sorry, that brown blazer was just like so... Ugh.
This fashion moment brought to you by ABC's Revenge.
All right, let's get back to fashion don'ts.
It's right. Funny, the takeaways of this episode.
I know.
All right, let's get back to Victoria. So, you know, a couple of things obviously happened. Emily had to get interrogated and things like that. First off, the conflict of interest between Ben and Emily, right off the... You know, we all pointed out. Jack points it out himself. He's like, hey, a phone call could have been recorded, so why did I have to come out here from Los Angeles?
Yeah, like, what do you really want to say is what he said, which... I'm sure everyone was thinking, but in real life, there's no way that they would have let her ex-boyfriend interrogate her and be the lead detective on this case, right? I mean...
I don't even know if they know their exes yet. They wouldn't let her boyfriend be...
Yeah,
you know?
Regardless. Either way, like, this is just so dumb. I get why they're doing it, because they have to, you know, it makes the story a little more interesting, because obviously Ben's got his, you know, feelings towards the thing, but... I'm just like, that's not real life.
Maybe they're short on cops right now. They've had a couple deaths this year, and so maybe they got to send Ben in there. But I agree, obviously, in real life, this would be a conflict of interest, as Jack points out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And one of, you know, speaking of kind of phone calls and records, you know, we all looked at each other and said, why isn't Emily recording this conversation, you know, with Mason? And then we get the video, and you know, it right away says, you know, video deleted from the server, and so that can't be used as evidence in anything. So
just again, her guard was down for so long. Number one, she's on the phone with Mason for another 30 seconds after he says he's not going to help her. Start recording that conversation. I know you have the capability of doing that. Number two, the video with Victoria went on for so long. Start taking screen grabs or grab something else to record off of that. Like, she just didn't move. She wasn't Emily tonight. She wasn't quick. She didn't think. I'm confused. Maybe it is because she's focused on Jack or whatnot, but this was not the Emily we see who's always one step ahead of everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, another factor could be she just found out about her dad, right?
True. That, yeah.
What is it? Lymphoma. Wanted to make sure I got that correct. Lymphoma, right?
Yeah, he has cancer.
So very early stages.
He has cancer, and we found out before, and Stevie knew, and he didn't even mean to tell Emily, and it sucks that he was outed that way. You know, that should never be... Anybody who's sick should be able to tell and not tell whoever they want. That should be their prerogative. I'm glad she knows so she can be supportive, but that's so wrong.
Yeah, and I definitely think that, like you said, Phil, that probably had a huge, you know, role in her lack of focus. I mean, I can't imagine if somebody told me that, I wouldn't be able to do even the most basic things, let alone be the superstar, you know, person that she usually is when it comes to that kind of stuff. So,
in that sense, we do need to cut her slack, but unfortunately, the law isn't going to cut her slack. So she's got to be quick, and somebody has to have her back right now. Nolan should be there with her saying this, that. He's going through his own breakup and his own stuff, but...
Question, right? Not to cut you off, but speaking of Nolan, this just came to mind. he is the one who falsified these documents to prove that that Mason was innocent. So is there an in that way for them to come in?
For who to come
I
in?
Guess that would mean Nolan would have to quote unquote sacrifice himself for Emily by admitting that he falsified those documents, which would mean that he would go to prison.
Yeah, but why would that keep Emily from going to prison? Those are two different things.
Well, it would... why? You're right. Why did you bring that up?
I don't know. It's just, you know, everything...
I guess it would go back
just
and...
played into...
take away the fact that Mason was free or that Mason was innocent.
They still wouldn't know Mason was alive.
Yeah, because they can't find him or whatever. Yeah, I don't know.
I just am curious the point Phil was trying to make with this. I think we're going to have some funny memes based on our facial expression, our confused faces.
You know what? If nothing else, all I mean to say by that is that they played right into Mason Treadwell's hands.
Yeah.
They did, but what does that have to... How would that...
That means they got played and so did Nolan, and now Nolan's, you know, he all effed right. it again. There you go.
My question would be... I'm still curious who attacked Victoria in the garage. Now, do we think it was Mason? Was that part of the plan there? Or?
I mean, we saw the blonde hair sticking out of the hood,
and it
though.
It seemed too tall to be Mason.
So the only option, I think, would be obviously Emily or...
Margo.
No, because, I mean, the hair wasn't long enough.
And I gotta get my theory.
I don't think Margo could do that. I don't think Margo is strong enough to do that.
Ask me for my theory.
What's your theory?
My theory is this. I'm sorry if I'm jumping ahead. Tonight when Louise goes to talk to Margo about the fact that Victoria was missing, they couldn't find her, before she knows she's dead, Margo is so nonchalant. She's like, oh, that's interesting. She doesn't seem concerned. I think that Margo is in on the team. She's in with Mason and Victoria.
Well, yeah, well, we saw in the previews Emily right. holding her by the neck.
Right, but she was the one who attacked Victoria in the garage because she was the one who could look most like Emily or whatever.
To get Louise on their side?
Yeah, number one, to get Louise on their side, but number two, to show that Victoria was being attacked so that later on when Victoria did show up dead, that Louise and... Louise could go to the police and say, well, she was attacked.
And she was scared. She was fearful of her safety or whatever. Yeah. Right. So that's a good theory.
I think she's on their team. But we're keeping Louise in the dark. And that's not good because when Louise is in the dark, that's when she switches sides. She doesn't like being lied to. And I want her back on our team. She's got to be back on Team Nolan and Emily. And this is how I think we're going to get her back.
Like, you think she'll find out that Margo was in on it and they, like, left her in the dark?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think she'll go to tell Nolan and be like, I don't know what to believe anymore. And he'll be like, I'm a good person. I don't know whether they'll be back together.
Maybe, because Nolan realizes that, like, okay, you know, I was willing to help Tony raise this baby. Maybe when Luis comes back to him, he'll be like, let's have a baby like you wanted. They'll like kind of like start their family again.
I don't know. I can't think that far down the line, but I do think that Margo's in on this and Louise is on the outskirts again.
Here's what I mean, Margo certainly, you know, she's playing Louise quite well, you know, for a number of reasons. The whole kind of every time they hang out, in hindsight, there's a suspicion factor. And furthermore, one of the bigger things in terms of obviously Margo controls news outlets, and now she's going to be doing the reward story, you know, about that she wanted to do beforehand, or it was just all part of this plan, whatever the case may be.
Wait, is that that's a question?
No, it's not a question. It's more of a statement.
Yeah. Well, at least visually, it was interesting to look at the $1 million reward and all of that laid out. I love when we actually see Le Marchal or the newspaper look like that, and that she actually does do work. Yeah. And
I like it when all of them actually just do work. We've only seen Jack ever actually work.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when you talk about Nolan earlier, you're like, doesn't he have a job? I'm like, no, silly, CEOs don't go to work. And I was obviously kidding, but it's kind of true. Their jobs and their work is revenge. And that's it's a slippery slope. And that's why she's getting screwed right now.
How much does revenge pay? I want to know. It seems like it's pretty
well, lucrative. Emily has all that money, you know, that she got from
David. But David. He's back alive, so give your dad his money back.
She probably did. Yeah, wasn't I'm it sure. like billions?
Yeah, I'm,
I like think with a B. Was,
yeah, I think it was a lot.
I don't think she spent it all. I mean, shoot, I don't know.
I think they're set for a while.
Yeah,
I think that they'll be okay. And then obviously, if she ever had issues, Nolan has billions, so he can help out too. Or they could sell one of their 50 houses. Although they're a house short now, that one burnt to the ground.
Yeah,
I bet she gets a huge check for that if she's found innocent, though.
Huge. Insurance,
yeah. Now I'm starting to think about the insurance policies of revenge. We've really gone off page here. Phil, bring us back. Bring us back.
All right. Obviously, we've spent a lot of time talking about Victoria. I mean, is there anything else? She is the biggest piece of the puzzle. We'll obviously talk about Tony and Nolan and all these other things, but I mean, she's it. She's...
Yeah, the only other thing that I could think of talking about is just Ben, again. I don't understand why he hates Emily so much now. Is it just resentment because she picked Jack? I felt like he was one of the good ones. He really was. And now he makes me nervous because he knows too much.
Yeah, I think he's just so hurt because he really, really liked her.
Right.
And she kind of made him believe that she felt the same way. And... you know, he had these suspicions all along that there was something between her and Jack.
Right.
And then, you know, they always, both of them, like, denied it. And, you know, then when, I think he just feels really betrayed.
In that
know?
Final scene when he cuffs her, when he cuffs Emily and Jack sees that, do we think that means that Jack won't go back to L.A.? Because we did see he was happy with Stevie and he was happy with Carl and they're living that life
well,
in L.A.
Well, he smiled when Ben told him in the interrogation room, like, she was coming to get you. And he, like, you know, looked down and, like, smiled. So
and he had no idea. She didn't tell him. Right. She saw him and she didn't say anything. And he said goodbye to her.
Right. So I think he'll stay. I don't think he'll go to LA. I think he will stay and try to help her.
And speaking of the you know, in terms of Ben and the whole airplane thing, you know, now it becomes a question for Ben. Was it a setup by Nolan and Emily to have done what they did in terms of Jack taking off on a plane or whatever else, you know?
I don't think he's thinking that at all.
Why not? I mean, it's part of... It could be a part of an alibi in some way.
I don't think he's thinking that. I honestly don't get why Ben isn't saying, I know that you went to go catch Jack's plane. I overheard that conversation with you and Nolan. Like, that's kind of crappy that he's not believing her. Well, he knows that she was going to do that.
I know,
like, why would she be sitting there with
says,
Nolan if she was about
she,
to kill Victoria? Why would he be doing
because
that?
Because I think he, like, knows what they've done in the past and what they're capable of, and he's still, like, doubtful that, oh, maybe she really didn't go. Maybe she really did just say, or maybe Nolan said that to, like, act like she had an alibi. You know what I mean? I think he's just very skeptical of everything that she,
I mean,
or
he
Nolan
says,
says
she has a lot of henchmen. You know, and Jack could be one of those henchmen.
That's true, I guess. I just think he's being really crappy right now. I want him on our team, too. I want him and Louise on our team. And I want them married to each other.
Ugh,
I don't know,
I just
made that up. Be very drama-filled.
I wish Ben and Emily would get back together, but that's definitely not going to
happen.
You
really do?
Yeah, I liked them. I like him.
You are
I don't
so
know.
Weird. You wanted her with Daniel, and now you want her with Ben.
Well, Daniel's dead. There's no chances.
I know.
I mean, they're together in real life, which is just great.
Well, you don't know. Maybe Daniel pulls a Lydia.
Maybe, but I mean, we saw him bleed out on the floor.
You don't know anything on the show, ever.
We saw Victoria explode.
Yeah, but true. I don't think she really did. I think that they set that scene up with editing to make it look like that. But really, I think she, from like an off-site location, exploded it. And she was sitting, like, she went through a tour in there and all her DNA is in there and whatnot.
But why she flicked the...
Yeah, lighter, but maybe she was just sitting watching it from elsewhere. And that we just saw her somewhere else. I don't know. She's not dead. I don't think she's dead. Maybe she is, but I really don't think so. And even in the video, she says she is. I think it's just so that Emily doesn't find her. And maybe she's so crazy she pulled her own frickin' teeth out.
Honestly, like, revenge, we know there's no way the show can go on without Victoria. Like, she is the center of all of the revenge. Like, there's no way she's dead, for sure.
When are we going to know if there's a season 5?
At Upfronts.
Yeah, I guess.
May 14th? Oh.
I don't even know if they're... Then they wouldn't do Upfronts if there wasn't a season 5. So you're saying if they don't show, then...
What's Upfronts?
Upfronts are where you go to... They go in New York and they present themselves and it's a place for advertisers and you can just announce all the new things you're working on that year. It's just a place that most shows go to.
Like like to talk about the next season or whatever?
Yeah, just talk about what's on the horizon.
And so May 14th, you said, Phil?
Well, that's when NBC's is.
It's like 2 weeks long.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a big event. But I don't... I feel like we would know at this point. I don't know. And
I just think
ABC hasn't announced a lot of their shows.
True. It's true. But the way that this is going right now, the way they're setting this up, this is like a Prison Break scenario. 4 seasons and we're done. We're in, we're out. Clean ending.
It feels like a series finale.
It's coming.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
So we got 2 episodes left.
Yeah,
that
because...
That was so random. 1 more episode left until the finale.
They did that. I was watching... My parents like Scandal. I don't watch it, but I like walked in at the end of the Scandal this week, and they did the same thing. They were like, there's only 2 episodes left until the finale. And I'm like, why do they say it like that? But I guess because the finale is always, you know, grand and the bigger, longer and all that stuff.
The bigger lesson from what you just said is you should start watching Scandal.
I know.
It's really good.
I did. I watched...
All right, we'll talk about that later. All right, let's talk about Tony and Nolan more. Right, Tina, you want to talk about Scandal?
No,
more?
Would I just like to don't join appreciate Thursday? That you just interrupted me. You know, I said that I didn't have a lot to say tonight, and I'm trying to talk, and now you're just cutting me off, and I mean, I feel like I'm done.
To be fair, we agreed that Roxy would talk for 10%, Tina Cap for 5%, me for 85%.
So you're saying I hit my 5% and I'm done.
Your capacity.
Well, then that kid
no, takes off headphones, leaves room, storms out. Okay, as far as Tony and Nolan go, I'm a little heartbroken about this because first we saw him, you know, he's been through so many different relationships and we already had him get divorced this season and I love him with Tony. I think it was so cute the way we started the episode. They were so romantic and happy and I just want Nolan to be happy. And if this is going to be the series finale, then I want Nolan with somebody and I want it with somebody he really cares about. And it seemed like they were setting us up. They're in love and they want to go on vacation.
Yeah.
And now Tony's like, yeah, you're important to me, but I'm going to be a dad. So I'm going to be a single dad. So I can't date you. WTF.
Yeah, it was annoying because I even said, like, why did Tony's the one that went to Nolan and said, well, you figure your stuff out and then come back to me when you're ready. Like, he's the one that was, like, pushing, like, he really wanted to be with Nolan, but he wanted him to be, like, you know,
right.
ready. And now he's like, oh, yeah, by the way.
You want what you can't have.
Sorry.
Does Tony realize that there's a daycare at the beach club?
I think, like I said also during this episode, I think that I just feel like there's something up with him.
Yeah.
Like, true. Maybe this whole baby thing is just, you know, he's just saying that, and, like, there's something else going on. I don't know. But it's just, like, the show, you have to just assume that about everyone. There's, nobody that just comes on and is, like, a nice character and then leaves.
Yeah, you're skeptical of his intentions.
Yeah.
Maybe he was... convinced to do something bad to Nolan and now is feeling guilty and is backing out. You never know, but I want him to just be a genuinely good guy because they exist somewhere out there. That's what I hear at least. Mm-hmm. And I just want them to be together. I do. I love Nolan being in love and I feel so bad about all his past relationships.
Yeah.
Like his ex-girlfriend that died and, you know,
everybody. What's his name? Victoria's
Patrick.
Son. Patrick.
And then the other guy that
Padma.
He dated. And,
oh, yeah, Padma.
No, Padma's the girl that I just said who died. But the guy that he dated before Padma, who was like his assistant for a while or like the hacker, he was cute, really tan. You guys don't remember?
Was it? Well, EJ was involved there, right?
Was that his name?
And then no, EJ's his actual name.
Oh, I don't remember what the character's name is.
But yeah, I mean, point of the story is that Nolan has had very unsuccessful love interests throughout this whole series.
Yeah, and so just give them someone good. And Victoria hasn't had, Emily hasn't had successful relationships either, and it's because when you're on a path of revenge, you can't. But now I thought we were off of it, so let's just call spade a spade, and Emily's going to end up with Jack, and Nolan's going to end up with Tony, so let's just do that, guys.
It's not going to be that easy, I just have a feeling.
I know, I agree. I forgot to mention something earlier. Can I go back for a second?
Yes.
When we were talking about Jack and him living in L.A., what's the deal with Stevie and why she hates Emily so much, I feel? She's like, you're going to go back there and you're just too hung up on that girl.
I think it's just because, all of the problems that Jack had that were only because of Emily. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't do anything, but because he was, like, associated with her and, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? All of the issues and...
She's just being a concerned mom.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's that she, hates Emily.
I want her to be on Team Emily, but I get why she's not.
Yeah.
Jack has been screwed. He's probably been the most screwed of anybody by
Well, her. Yeah, in the show, he's just very naive, almost. The way that he acts with her, it's like, he forgets about everything and just does whatever and then ends up...
What's going on? I don't know. I don't know. What's that music we got going on, Phil?
It's an ad on a stupid thing. I'm trying to repost some photos.
Repost photos of what?
Instagram, baby!
Speaking of somebody getting off track and doing things that have nothing to do with the show.
And not reaching his 85%.
I
think you've actually gotten Tina Cat mad.
Yeah.
She's pissed.
All right, so listen.
I wish you were sitting out here because I would just like throw my water cup at you.
And get your revenge?
Yes.
But don't you wish revenge was that easy? Like they started revenge and that's what she did. Hey, Victoria. And just throw water.
Yeah. Cross her off the list.
All right, did we cover the episode? Because I want to get to
what else is left? You see the board, Roxanne.
No, just the Tony Nolan thing, which you didn't really tell us your opinion about.
I do find it a little unfair of Tony to do that. I feel like Nolan is very more than understanding. I feel like with the amount of money that Nolan has, he could take some time off and dedicate time, to the baby. I feel like the three of them could all work together and, in fact, bring Nolan and Tony closer together. So I don't see it as a liability. I see it as an opportunity. And, unfortunately, Tony doesn't, so I'm a little upset.
All right, let's get to predictions because I want to read Anna's.
Yeah.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, so Anna Koppel couldn't be here. You guys can find her at Anna at Koppel for Mayor everywhere, and let her know that you are that she's in your wishes because she hurt herself. She had a broken foot, and now
she dropped a suitcase on it and broke it again.
Yeah, so you guys make sure you send her love via social media.
KOPPELFORMEYOR.
Yeah, somebody listens. But this is what she texted us. She said, "I have a prediction though that Emily dies in the pilot episode. It opens with a quote from Confucius, before you start on a path to revenge, first dig two graves." And the title of the season finale is Two Graves. Bum, bum, bum. So I think that's a pretty good prediction. I don't know if it's as good as my prediction about Margot, which is the best.
Hell to the north!
Wow, really getting into it with the sound effects now. He feels bad about playing that ad earlier, so he's trying to make up for it with his engineering
tricks. Here's the thing.
Tricks.
No one heard it.
Yes, they certainly did.
No, they didn't because my mic was muted.
Yeah, but we heard it, and it distracted us and got us off topic, so that's all that matters.
Be a better host and don't listen.
Be a better host and don't listen. Words of wisdom.
Well, when one of our hosts, whatever, I don't even...
Shots are being fired.
I'm not even going to start. Shots I'm just going to say fired. That... My predictions...
There's a lot of animosity on tonight's Revenge After show here.
Are you done?
Oh, hell to the dog!
What is your prediction?
There's two ways that this could go. Either, everyone starts dying, or everyone starts living happily ever after. And because of the nature of the show and the trend that we've had these four seasons, I feel like if this truly is the last season of this series, everyone's gonna die.
So are the two graves Victoria's and Emily's?
It's gotta be, because they have been the center of the revenge for this entire time. Everyone else has kind of been like pawns, you know.
Can it be Victoria and David Clark? Because they're the ones kind of whose love affair sparked all of this, and she's, you know, through all of this, she's gonna lose her father.
I don't
but
know.
She's going to get her revenge.
If she loses her father by her own hand, then I think she would kill herself. So then it would be David and
so
David
maybe
and
it'll
Emily.
Be David and Emily together. In the, or they're the two graves. Maybe Victoria lives.
That would be insane. Then Nolan would kill her, though. There's no way. This is going to be a domino effect. If one person dies, like 10 more people have to die.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know. But I'm trying to think of what else they showed us in the preview. Just really that Emily was on trial and
that. Here's the thing:
why is Emily out and about? I feel like how do you just escape from being handcuffed?
Well, no, I think they took her in, but then she probably posted bail, and then she's like running around, you know, trying to find Mason because she was in a trailer park at one point in the previews, and Mason was in a trailer, so she's probably trying to find him. And then they must find some other, you know, damning evidence against her, and that's why they come and arrest her for good or something like that. I don't know.
And we saw her saying, I know she's alive, to Margot, as she, like, chokes Margot out, so that supports my Margot theory. And then the other thing in previews is that Charlotte's back, and so we don't know what kind of ish that could stir up, so.
Yes, I'm really excited to have Charlotte back and to see what
maybe
gonna
happen. She's finally going to be Team Emily because they're sisters. Maybe. Or maybe she's back because it's her mom's funeral. You know, we don't know. We don't know.
Or maybe she has some, like, I feel like she's going to come back with some, like, crazy information. You know what I mean? That will end up helping Emily, but something that, like, we never saw coming. You know what I mean? Like, that ties something weird together. I don't know. I just feel like she won't just come back and be like, whoa, yeah, let me help you out. Like, you know, she'll bring something, you know?
When people come back from rehab, they usually are, like, pretty zen about things. So I think that's a really good point that you just made. Maybe she comes back with something like, I've realized this, and now here's what I can give to you.
Yeah.
I would like to see that. I'd like to see her do something useful for once.
I know. Gosh. There's no way they bring her back and she's just, like, back to partying and drugs. I mean, that would be pretty bad, but
dude, we only have 2 episodes left. Yeah. Like, when would we even have time for that?
I know.
That would, if, oh my god, if we spend half an hour on her, like, using again, I'm just gonna throw something at the TV.
I would like a 2-hour finale.
Is it gonna be? Is it a?
No, it's obviously not. It's 23 episodes total, so they're gonna do an hour and an hour. But I was hoping maybe we could get just, let's knock it out. Let's knock it out.
We can film our own second hour.
No. And what would we talk about?
You think the finale's only going to be 1 hour?
Yeah, because
it's 23 episodes. We're on 21. Next week is 22. After that is 23.
What does that mean, though?
Yeah, like, but why couldn't 23 be 2 hours long?
Yeah.
Because if it's 2 hours long, it becomes 2 episodes, 23 and 24.
Not always.
No, always.
Not always.
Always.
Anyway.
We'll see, I guess. Always. We'll find out.
All right.
Ah, man. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on another Revenge After Show. Despite our differences here on the panel, off air, we love each other. We do. Despite their facial expressions.
If we're back next week, we're going to... Somebody's going to be dead from the panel, and it's not going to be Anna.
Who will it be?
Well, luckily, I'm not on the panel, so one of you.
Wait, so does that mean you're off the panel?
Well, I'm just in the booth. Anyway, where can the people find you if they want to talk to you about all of these crazy theories about our AfterBuzz panel?
You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Tina Kapp.
You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. And don't forget, send on a couple love, KOPPELFORMAYOR. Mayor. That's how you spell mayor, right? Couple for mayor.
Very good. And because we are approaching the season, maybe series finale, please let us know your thoughts. Now is the perfect time to do so. There's so much theory going about. And you guys predicted well. You guys didn't think that Victoria was dead. The internet was right. She is not. So continue giving us good theory, because you haven't been wrong yet. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.